talking about bowling.
Bowling?
Bowling.
Bowling?
Bowling.
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 We're going bowling?
Ah, fuck it, dude. Let's go bowling.
Guess what? We are bowling. Everybody, get your bowling shoes and your bowling gloves and your bowling towel and a bowling shirt. And you're going to meet us where? You're going to meet us on Saturday, March 9th at Bolero in Lilburn, Georgia. We'll have all the times and information and how to sign up next week on the show. But mark it down on your calendar. We're going to be celebrating St. Patrick's Day a little bit early this year, March 9th, which is a Saturday, at Bolero in Lilburn, Georgia. And thank you to LDI Repro Printing for shaking us. Welcome to Radio Labyrinth, Season 9, Episode 6. Season 9, Episode 6. How about that? Well, welcome to the show. I hope everybody had a good week. We certainly had a good week. I did. I don't know about you three. Did you guys have good weeks?
It was okay.
Okay, thanks for sharing.
You're welcome.
I got arrested at the Grammys.
You did? What'd you do?
I got in a fight with security guard.
Oh, you dick. You shouldn't even have been there. You weren't nominated this year.
I had nothing better to do.
Best spoken word album. Jeff, what would your spoken word album be called?
Go fuck yourself.
That's, I like that one. But Steph already has that. So you have to change it. Yeah.
I would never try to take Jeff's autobiography title from him.
Go fuck yourself.
That's my epitaph.
Your epitaph would be go fuck yourself. Mm-hmm. Mine will be leave me alone. I'm dead.
Mine's just going to say dead AF.
Yeah. My wife asked me one, what do you want? And I said, whatever. I don't care. Whatever you want to do is fine. Sprinkle my ashes on my mom's grave. That's what you should do. Dump them in a river, in a can or something. Don't litter. That's my thing. Don't litter because littering is bad. But Jeff did bring up a fun story that happened. We don't usually cover the Grammys because we're old and we don't know any of the artists. Now, Steph does because she likes hip hop. But most of us don't really know any of these artists. I would say that that's true. I mean, I know who Dua Lipa.
Hey, who's this Luke Combs fella?
Well, everybody knows Luke Combs.
No, I'm just kidding.
But, you know, like a Dua Lipa, are these people that win? But a local guy who's really been grinding it out all, I don't know, how long, Steph, has...
No, 25, 30 years?
Starting with Run the Jewels?
No. He's in the Dungeon family. He is part of.
But I thought he was part of Run the Jewels.
He is, but I'm saying that's not where he got to start.
Okay.
He's been. Do you remember that song Outkast did, The Whole World?
Yeah.
It's the whole world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's where Killer Mike really, people started really knowing who he was because they featured him on that. And then he was kind of like in the Dungeon family. Anytime they would do shows or whatever, he'd pop up. And then he did his own solo album, Rap Music. Oh, God, it's so good. I love that album. And then he ended up hooking up with LP, and they formed Run the Jewels. And he's been doing that for, like, the last decade. And then he put out a solo album this last year called Michael that was really good. And it was, a lot to do with his mom and things like that. And it just really resonated with people.
Now, how many Grammys did he win last week?
He won three.
Three. Best Rap Album, Best Rap Performance, and Best Rap Song. And he won all three of those. Now, the thing that's interesting about this is that he got arrested almost immediately after he walked off the stage. And not only arrested, like he was put in handcuffs and led out by police officers from wherever this was. I guess it was in Los Angeles. And speculation, nobody knew why right away. And so there were all sorts of crazy conspiracies because that's what happens on X, Twitter. You know, things just start popping like popcorn. And then all these conspiracies start. And as soon as I saw that he got arrested, I texted my coworker and friend, Shelley Winter, who does nights on WSB 7 to 10 p.m., who's friends with Killer Mike. And I said, please let me know what happened. This is very interesting because the conspiracies right away went, well, he was on Bill Maher and he refused to endorse Joe Biden for re-election in 2024. And that's why he got arrested. He's being sent to re-education camp, just like Kanye was after he went pro-Trump. And I thought, that doesn't sound logical to me. And then we all found out that he had, apparently roughed up a security guard. That was the story. So next I thought, well, Killer Mike got arrested for getting in a tussle with somebody. But a couple of years ago, Chris Rock got the shit slapped out of him by Will Smith, and nothing happened to Will Smith. And I would say that's more egregious. I could be wrong.
That would be Rock not pressing charges as well. Remember?
Yeah, yeah. But still, it's assault in a public space. Everybody saw it. He should have been arrested.
Agreed.
From what I understand, the security guard was a woman.
Oh, okay.
And from supposedly he pushed her down.
Well, that changes things right there. That changes things. You don't push a woman around.
Well, and I believe, and he, you know, in his perspective was that this was an overzealous security guard, and he said the truth will come out.
Okay, good.
He's not worried about it. I think this is some opportunist who is looking for a payday.
Yep. And it's too bad that there isn't a video of it, because that would have gone immediately viral, and we'd all know. Except it would have been one of those videos that's cut, so you don't see what led up to it or what happened afterwards. And then you just you make your decision based on what you're seeing in that little space. That guy's awful, or that woman's terrible. But you don't see what happened before or after. And then when you see it after, you either, you know, change your mind or continue to think what you think.
I think maybe the main thing is that, yeah, they didn't do anything to Will Smith, which was ridiculous. But like you said, nobody was really pressing charges. But the fact of the matter is, you know, he's not going anywhere.
Right.
He's not a flight risk. He just won 3 Grammys.
Yeah, he's not going to split. He didn't have a plane waiting for him. I'm out.
And bleed him out of there. That was purely peacocking, I think, on their part. That's all it was.
And it was such a weird weekend for him, because not only did he win all those Grammys, but his son got approved for the kidney transplant that they've been on a waiting list for. So more good things than bad happened to Killer Mike last weekend. And we should try to get him on the show.
I would die.
He's such a huge fan. Maybe you can come in here and interview him in person in this studio.
You would just have to kill me, because that would be the end of my...
If I killed you, you wouldn't be able to do it. So let me ask...
You're a killer after the interview.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You don't even know how many times a day I'll just like randomly say lyrics of his from Run the Jewels or whatever. Like, we did a tablet of acid today. I mean, he gets you so crunk.
I do that with Barry Manilow lyric. Even now, time in New England kept us away. Long rocky beaches and you by the bay. We started. Go ahead.
Well, I thought, you know, he backed Bernie before, and there's some of their songs where they go...
That's right, he did. He backed me, and that's why I support Killer Mike, unless he shoved a small woman down. But even she might have gotten lippy.
Well, I thought, you know, since he's not going to be doing it, one of their songs, they chant the initials. They go, RTJ. And I thought, wow, that sounds a lot like RFK.
I would love it if Killer Mike would support me, because I'm not getting a lot of support unless you listen to the podcast world where I was on this past weekend with Yovan, and I did a show with Tim Dillon, and I'm going to be on, I was on Rogan, and I'm going to be on Cumtown.
No, they don't make that anymore.
Oh, I won't be. I'm not talking about the podcast. I'm going to Cumtown.
He's a handsome fellow, that RFK Jr., right? He surfs. He's got a body that won't quit. Sexy man, he wears denim shirts.
In that group? Yeah, he's the hot one for sure.
What are you talking about? I'm very hot. And I have a big schnoz. It's very orange and big.
But anyway, like Killer Mike, I like Killer Mike. He could come up wherever I'm the senator from. Vermont, do a show, a benefit show for me, and maybe I'll run again. But we got to let Joe have... 5 more years. 5 more years is all I'm saying. Give Joe 5 more years and things will get better. Not that they're bad. Not that they're bad at all.
Another big winner at... I'll try to get that, Steph, because I know it would make you happy. And I think that would be cool. Happier than me forcing you to have a pancake.
It turned out okay. As long as I know there was something to drink, and then I was fine.
Well, you're going to have to probably have something to drink with Killer Mike. I'll see what I can do. It would be nice if we could meet him, because he's a cool dude. Another big winner at the Grammys, of course, was Taylor Swift, who won everything. And, you know, Jay-Z came out and said, yeah, she probably shouldn't have won all that because Beyonce. Okay, whatever, Jay. But anyway, T-Swift, the big winner. She got all the Grammys. Now, there's another conspiracy theory involving her that we've talked about before, that she's some sort of psyop that's being directed by the Department of Defense. And the CIA or the State Department or whatever, to endorse Joe Biden after the Super Bowl, that she and Travis Kelce are going to guzzle a bunch of Pfizer juice, stand up with the Super Bowl trophy and beat it into our heads that both of them are pregnant. He's pregnant. She's pregnant.
and they're getting married to each other. And then they're going to endorse Joe Biden and go to the White House, where Joe Biden will make Taylor Swift as vice president, getting rid of Kamala Harris. But Kamala will step aside, and then Travis and Taylor will be living in the White House. He'll be the first gentleman and she will be the president. And that is what I'm looking forward to, because we will be much better off. Now, all those conspiracies are, of course, crazy. But here's one thing that's interesting. Kansas City is an AFC team, so most of their games, not all of them, but most of their Sunday games were on CBS. And Taylor Swift was on CBS. Who aired the Grammys? CBS. Who's airing the Super Bowl? CBS. And she's going to be there. So it's not a government conspiracy. And I heard this someplace else. I heard it on No Agenda. And it makes sense to me. It's a CBS thing. They're getting the most out of it, aside from Taylor Swift. And that's all I want to say about it, because I don't want to be labeled some kind of nut, because I am a nut, but I don't want people, you know, to say that about.
I mean, God forbid she's just
a good business person.
She's just getting that fire D from the Kels, and this is real. And but yeah, that couldn't possibly be, right? Like, nobody's ever played the pipe to her like this. I mean, that's what I think.
I think that John Mayer probably did. But he was dirty, smelly, hippie performer guy. But, you know,
she was younger then, too. She probably didn't appreciate it as much.
I learned something about her that I didn't know. And the only reason I know about it is because Toby Keith passed away. Rest in peace, Toby Keith. That he gave her her start. He and I think Kenny Chesney had something to do with it. But he was very instrumental in getting her a record deal when she was 15 years old. And putting her out on tour, she opened some dates for him. And as far as I know, as of this recording, she has yet to say anything about it. And that's another thing that people on X were complaining about. Well, he was a right-wing nut job. Well, he was a Democrat, and he just was an opportunist who wrote a song about putting boots in people's ass when we started going to war with everybody back in 20-something or other. So, but anyway, it's a rest in peace to Travis Kelce.
Toby Keith.
I know, Toby Keith. It's been a long day, guys. I interviewed, who did I interview today? I interviewed Sandy Cheeks today at 11:30. You guys know who Sandy Cheeks is?
Mm-mm. No.
From SpongeBob SquarePants. She's the squirrel.
Oh, the squirrel.
Oh, the squirrel.
Yeah, because Super Bowl, most people watch this after, but they're doing a live cast, a broadcast of all the SpongeBob characters. They're all wearing motion capture devices, and they're going to be doing the game live, the Super Bowl, on Nickelodeon. So I might check that out, actually. Mm-hmm. Even though I put SpongeBob on the other day for Gil, and he kept saying, no!
You gotta show him sexy Patrick, then he'll be hooked.
Yeah, no, then I played the beginning where the pirate goat starts his thing, and then he dug that. So, another thing, that we'll talk about news and stuff in a little bit, but Shane Gillis, that's a big story right now. Shane Gillis is going to be hosting Saturday Night Live on the 23rd. I guess that's after the Winter Olympics when SNL returns. And that's big news.
Unless he gets fired before that.
Yes, he might get fired before that. But that was going around a lot, and people were speculating. Now, I found that there's two subreddits on Reddit for Saturday Night Live. One is Live from New York. The other one is Saturday Night Live. The one Live from New York, I don't think I'll ever go to again, because it's mostly the people just bitching. Like, what's that guy, Yang? What's his first name, Jeff?
Bowen Yang.
That guy has nothing but complaints about the people who show up on stage or do cameos on the show. And that's weird to me that he's so vocal about them, and he hasn't been fired yet.
Funny, though.
Is he funny?
He's very funny. I think he's very funny.
I don't know. I haven't found him funny.
He makes me laugh every time he's on the screen.
But staring daggers with his arms folded at Dave Chappelle, or complaining about Nikki Haley being on the show. They used to have politicians on all the time. Now, I don't like Nikki Haley. And that was a very cringe opening segment. But, you know, just let things happen. You know, people like things that you don't like, Bowen Yang. Yeah, let it go, buddy.
And Bowen was also, he started the same time that Shane got fired. He was supposed to be
friend,
in the cast.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? They're friends, so I don't know.
I don't know. I think I know that now a lot of Shane's friends are now the writers on Saturday Night Live, so I think that had a lot to do with getting him back in there.
Yeah, and I never really thought that Shane Gillis had a political point of view. Like, I don't look for that anyway, unless it's glaringly obvious. But I just think he's a funny guy. I think he's like Louis C.K. in a way, with without all the jacking off in front of people against their will. You know,
but we just don't know about it yet.
Give him enough
we
don't know about it.
I'm going to guess that he doesn't. But all the articles and posts that I saw on this subreddit were saying that he made horrific racist comments on a podcast, and that's not really what happened. He was pointing out the racism of other people by doing a character voice or something like that. I don't know, but I just know it's not as bad as people say it was.
He just doesn't care about modern political correctness.
No, he has an uncle with Down syndrome, right? And he talks about him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so.
And a lot of people like that.
Yeah. Well, he humanizes him. He doesn't make fun of him. So you got to learn the difference, and you got to.
Those Gillian Keefe sketches are, I love them.
He's very funny. He's one of those guys that he went on Rogan and kind of pissed Rogan off the first time because he was making a joke and Rogan didn't get it, which isn't shocking at all. And then he didn't really become part of that Rogan sphere. He's been on a bunch of times, but he's just gone off and done his own thing and made himself what he is. And that podcast that he does is very good too. I like him. I'm going to watch that episode. And I ain't yet watched one since Eddie Murphy was the host. How long ago was that? 3 years ago?
Yeah.
But yeah, it'll be funny. Do you think they'll do sketches making fun of him getting fired? Like he'll open, there'll be a cold open with him and Lorne.
No, because I don't think enough people know about it.
Yeah. He's not Norm MacDonald famous when Norm got fired and then came back. Then again, we lived in a different era back then when there weren't a million different things to see and do outside of watching television.
There's going to be a lot of people that have no idea who he is.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know.
Just like there was probably a lot of people who were watching the Grammys and were like, who's that old black lady up there singing Luke Combs' song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't that good, though?
And she's amazing. You don't even know that album was my soundtrack in 10th grade. I used to listen to it all the time. I love that. She is
the whole album.
Everything. I love her.
But the thing I like about it is that, Luke Combs did that song and people were complaining, not her, but people, the usual suspects. And it made it a huge hit. She got another number one. And it just benefited her. And she knows she loves him for doing it, of course. And they're awesome. I watched it. I like that. And I'm happy for her. So.
Yeah, me too. Every time I would hear his cover of it, I would be like, bastardization. I hate it. Ah, how dare him? But then when I saw him up there with her, and he would always defer to her, and you could see how much he really kind of worshipped her.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, then I was like, oh, okay. Now I'm
he
okay.
He was just going through a, remember the 80s. CD and go, I'm going to do that one.
But he said it was his favorite song as a child. It's the first song he ever really listened to in his dad's old pickup truck.
And that was only the fourth time that she's played live since 2009.
Wow.
Yeah.
She sounded good.
Yeah.
She sounded good. But
I was ready to start a revolution in 11th grade in an all-white high school.
You were. You were. I was, Jeff and I were the summer between high school and the start of college when that came out. And I remember she did a spread with Natalie Merchant in Rolling Stone that I cut out, put on my wall. Not for her, for Natalie. Well, I had a crush on Natalie Merchant. Who didn't have it? What guy didn't have a crush on Natalie Merchant in 1988? You know, that wasn't
Michael Stipe.
Well, okay. But he had a friendship crush on her.
Robert Smith.
How do you know Robert Smith didn't?
He's married.
He don't have a crush on anyone but Mary. Yeah.
In depression. We haven't done these kind of things like the Who Died segments in a while, but people that it's finally here. Steph has mentioned this before, but it started really happening in 2020, but now it's really hitting home. Carl Weathers was a kick to the balls, him passing away. He worked right up until the very end, and everything he worked in was good for the most part, right? Mandalorian, his character in Mandalorian was awesome. A lot of generations remember him mostly for Rocky. So you have 70s, you have Rocky, 80s, you have Predator, right? What was his name? Dylan? Was it Dylan? Dylan. Or no, Stallone. No. Or Schwarzenegger was Dylan, right?
No, he was Dylan.
Okay.
Plus the mother Dylan.
Yeah.
He was Dutch.
You're the FBI, you've been sitting on your ass. And then the 90s, of course, Happy Gilmore, where he was Chubbs, the one-handed golf pro.
Well, you can't forget Action Jackson.
Or Arrested Development. Action Jackson, Arrested Development, where he just kept mooching off of everybody. I love that. And I didn't know this until this week that he was a professional football player who played for the Raiders and then ended up playing in the CFL in Canada for a while.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either. I did not know that. I read the obituary article, one of them. But just so many great tributes that came out from Adam Sandler, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Stallone, of course. I imagine that hit him pretty hard. They did three films together, Rocky 1, 2, and then 3.
That's not the way you do it. You want to ring your bell? Ding, ding.
Might be the other way around. But I've always liked that guy. And I'm just sad to see that he passed away. And we do have a tribute this week, by the way. We have a tribute from our friend, Sly. Remember Sly talking? Well, we have a video from Sly. And he did a tribute song. So I thought we'd share that with you.
Hey, how's it going? It's me, Sly. In the last few months, I've lost some good friends of mine. In October, I lost Burt Young. He played Paulie. And just recently, Carl Weathers passed away. He played Apollo Creed. And I wrote something down. I hope you enjoy it. Goes a little something like this. Hey, how you doing? I lost two friends of mine, and now one other. Sing about him. Paulie was a great friend of mine. We used to hang out all of the time. He also was a grumpy meat man. That's how I met my sweet Adrienne. She was kind of mousy most of her life until the day she became my wife. Her by my side was all I need, like when I had to fight Apollo Creed. Yeah, Apollo Creed are dead and gone. I'm stuck here trying to write this song. I'm left alone all by myself. To show you, you ain't got nothing if you ain't got your help. Alone, absolutely.
Thank you, of course, to Sly singing, not Sly talking, even though Sly talking is a cool song. But thank you to Mark Schrankel for making a video for us for the show. And that was pretty awesome and funny. You know, you gotta have a little lightheartedness, right? We'll come back with news because there's more Sylvester Stallone news, of course. And we'll tell you how to find Mark on Cameo after this.
The following advertisement contains celebrity impersonations and is not an endorsement.
Radio Labyrinth is brought to you by Atlanta Pizza and Gyro.
I think it's pronounced Giro, Michael.
Gyro.
Whatever.
Atlanta Pizza and Gyro is ready for the winter season with over 40 beers in cans and bottles and 16 beers on tap, with 12 of those being local Georgia and Southeast craft beers.
Their current featured selection is Jekyll Brewing's Cooter Brown Ale. This brown ale is the perfect wintertime brew with its silky smooth body, sweet caramel and chocolate aroma, and a slight refreshingly bitter finish.
They once again would like to thank all the radios and fans for listening to this podcast. Stop by the restaurant and mention you heard about them on Radio Labyrinth for a free dessert.
By the way, their food truck is on hiatus until late February due to winter weather, but there are always exceptions. And if you want to reserve a specific date, please contact Mike Hall at 770-483-6228.
And don't forget, they're open for dine-in and takeout Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. and noon to 9 p.m. on Saturday. They're closed on Sundays.
That's nice.
There's a legend behind Cooter Brown Ale. Cooter Brown supposedly lived on the line, which divided the North and South during the American Civil War, making him eligible for military draft by either side. He had family on both sides of the line, so he did not want to fight in the war. He decided to get drunk and stay drunk for the duration of the war so that he would be seen as useless for military purposes and would not be drafted. Ever since, colloquial and proverbial ratings of drunkenness have been benchmarked against the legendary drinker, as drunk as Cooter Brown or drunker than Cooter Brown. Yeah, we've all been there, boy.
Do you have commercial or residential construction printing needs? Sure, we all do. Well, what are you waiting for? Contact LDI Reaper Printing of Athens, in Athens, Georgia, since 2005, with fast turnaround and affordable prices. Call 706-316-9366 or email them at athens@ldiline.com.
So guys, make sure that you're patronizing our sponsors, of course. Atlanta Pizza in Euro, and I'm going to have to update that because I think it's funny, but everybody's seen it a million times. Also, I want to thank LDI Repro Printing. So make sure that if you need repro printing, you contact LDI, okay?
And today's the last day to get Super Bowl food from Atlanta Pizza in Euro if you're on some.
Yeah.
They're closed on Sundays.
So don't wake up Super Bowl Sunday and go, I want a pizza. I'm going to go to Ape. Well, you're going to be out of luck. You're going to be out of luck.
News, trailers, and trends with Steph.
Steph, you had a couple stories that we didn't get to at the top of the show.
Oh, you guys remember when Gina Carano did not come back to The Mandalorian? Beep, and we were all kind of sad about that because she was a really good character. She is suing Disney over her firing, and Elon Musk is footing the bill.
So suing because they fired her or suing because they... disparaged her in a tweet after they let her go by calling her all sorts of horrible things?
I think suing them for firing her for her right to freedom of speech.
Okay.
That's how it's being worded. Like they fired her for voicing her opinion on hot button subjects.
I see. So Gina, she was very good in the Mandalorian, and in fact, I feel like I could be sort of like a Mandalorian, you know. I don't think it has any legs, but I saw Roseanne stuck her beak in. She wants to be a part of it too because she was fired from ABC for saying horrible things on Twitter. But I don't know. I don't see how there's any legal standing here. What he did when he first took over was he said, if anyone's been fired for something they said on Twitter that you don't think was legitimate, I'll help pay for it. That isn't like Jim the truck driver who got fired for saying racist things. He's talking about like Gina Carano and maybe even Roseanne. I liked her. I don't know why she had to get fired. Fans loved her on that show. So,
well, I mean, like at any job, if your boss tells you, hey, you don't need to do that at work or while you're at work, and you keep on doing it, you're going to get fired regardless. Yeah,
they don't have those rules anymore.
But I mean, freedom of speech only goes so far. I mean, you still have consequences from that speech that you give. So
she'll have to prove, and Disney will have to prove that what she said on Twitter did them irreparable harm to where they had to fire her. But I think it could have to do with some of the things they said. They said, I don't really have them in front of me, but they called her, they said she was detestable and she was a horrible person and stuff. So maybe that's how she can get some sort of, I don't know, money.
E. Jean Carroll money?
Yeah, well, no, she's not going to get that money because she might actually get it. E. Jean Carroll is never going to get that money.
And she said, Disney twisted my words. They were constantly twisted to demonize and dehumanize me as an alt-right wing extremist.
Yeah, she's certainly not that.
No.
Well, she can come on Ben Shapiro and make a movie of Ben Shapiro. Ben Shapiro's going to make a movie. Blah, 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 blah.
I hope they battle it out until both of them are broke.
Yeah.
Who, both Disney and Tesla?
Or Elon Musk and Disney.
Yeah, that would be funny. So I don't have any money. I'm just going to go live on Mars. I'm going to take Gina Carano and Grimes and go live on Mars in our little spaceship until we run out of air. Maybe grow potatoes like Matt Damon did and live off potatoes in a tent in Mars. That's what we're going to do. Well, that's cool. Good luck to Gina Carano. I mean, they shouldn't have gotten rid of that character. I liked her character more than I like, Starbuck Mandalorian, but that's just me.
Well, have you guys ever went out on a date with a chick that you didn't like, and then she wouldn't leave you alone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did she send you 159,000 texts? Like, literally 159,000 of them?
Jeez.
Well, this chick.
How did someone do that? Did she have AI do it for her?
No, I think she did it. This chick in Arizona, she went on a date with this dude and she just thought he was the one, and she went crazy and she started stalking him. And the texts, I guess, obviously 159,000 texts. That's just nonstop. So she was
not blocked that.
Yeah. What's it? I mean, come on, dude, you can block it. Would she change a number every 10 seconds?
I don't know. Well, she got arrested.
Oh, so. Well, for harassment, maybe.
Yeah. Yes.
Stalking?
She got arrested. Well, she was charged with felony trespass because he saw her on his home camera taking a bath in his house while he was on a business trip.
Well, wait a minute. Is she good looking?
She's okay. Yeah. She's got those eyes, though. Like, you know she's trouble.
Yeah. Stabby eyes?
She's crazy. Yeah. She's crazy eyed. Yeah.
Stabby yeah. eyes. Yeah, that's a good one. Exactly.
That's a Yacht Rock song. Stabby eyes.
Stabby. Stab the other way. Stabby eyes. Come way. That's it. That's all I had to talk about. It's just, we were very women centric this week. Female forward.
Hey, we don't have, thank you, Steph. We don't have an AI video this week. So why don't you just tell us about the store, Dustin?
Well, the store's still going. We're waiting for your orders. We still got the sale RLP123 at checkout. It gives you 10% off. So go ahead and get those orders in and we'll get them out to you.
Guys, are you reading the online comments?
Gotta read some of these comments.
I'm loving your guys' comments.
You're reading your own comments?
Yeah, they're really good. I worked hard on them.
The secret is, don't read the comment cards.
I came here to talk to someone about this, get some perspective. Turns out I can just read the fucking YouTube comments.
Right, on YouTube, we're going to read your comments from YouTube. First, Dirty Rusty 7228 says, Radio Labyrinth is the number one podcast in LJ, Georgia. Three people here listen to it. I like that. Thank you, LJ. Big props to LJ.
Yes.
Daniel Sweat 2591 says, Hey, dude, I'm a WSB nut. Love your stuff. Also, I also listened to My Effin' Life by Gershon Lee, Geddy Lee, from Rush. Awesome listen. Rock on, man. Georgia Stout says, Thanks for another good show. Eases the Monday commute. John Williams wins another Grammy. What a career. Any favorite musicians, composers of shows and movies? I have one. Mike Post, who has a TikTok page.
Recently. Yeah, I just started following him.
Isn't that great?
Yeah,
really?
He's awesome.
Mike Post
there.
Does?
Yeah, he talks about how he
wrote about the Rockford Files theme and all sorts of shit.
Yep.
Who's the other guy? What's the other dude's name?
I'm going to Google that right now.
Pete Carpenter.
There you go. Carpenter. Yep. That's
what did he do?
He did the Taxi.
Oh, yeah.
And some other biggies like that.
Well, that's pretty awesome. Danny Elfman, of course, has done a lot, but they're nothing like Mike Post. Mike Post is a man.
Hill Street Blues, right?
Yep.
Yeah, Law and Order, all of them.
Gong, gong. How much has he made off of gong, gong?
Just gong, gong.
I mean.
Gong, gong.
It's very funky, though. You know how when it kicks in, you're like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Very similar to like Night Court.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, same.
That's a good one too.
Yeah.
Roby says the last woman rapper I paid attention to was Queen Latifah. However, this one called Doja Cat has caught my attention because her stuff is quite good. Yeah, I like one of her songs, but only because of the video.
The Moo I'm a Cow.
Yeah, bitch, I'm a cow. I'm not a cat. I don't say meow. I go moo. Brian Jackson says great show. I watched the We Are the World documentary, and it was really good. Not a fan of any of the artists, but it was very interesting. How could you not be a fan of one of those artists?
I know. Every artist ever.
It's hard to impress Kevin.
That was such a man. Good doc, too.
Yes, it was. I watched it. But it did raise one question. How much Botox has Lionel Richie had? Probably all of it.
Oh yeah,
he's had a lot of work.
He looks like the bust, the chick carved out of the Hello video. That's what he looks like now.
You're right. You're exactly right.
Make me look like the bust. Again, I just perplexed. How could you not be a fan of at least one of them? Like Kenny Rogers, maybe? I don't know.
I mean, Waylon was going to do it, but he's
I ain't
not.
Singing those. Yeah.
No, who doesn't like Huey Lewis?
Yeah.
A lot of people probably don't like him.
I like Huey.
I like Cyndi Lauper. Wow.
Man. Well, I don't know, though. She hit those notes perfect, like every time.
I know she did.
Nuts.
And they were all tired. I had no idea that they did it after the People's
American
Choice
Music Awards?
Yeah.
Arts. People, the American Music Awards. They did it after, and they were there until about 6 in the morning. And the funniest part to me is Dylan always seemed out of place, even back then, but how shy he was and unable to do it. And it took Stevie Wonder doing an impression of him to get him to sing like himself. And everyone had to leave the room in order for him to do it.
Yeah.
And then you think Kim Carnes. Who's heard from Kim Carnes in 50 years, you know?
Yeah.
But it was, I mean, it was shitty what they did to Sheila E., though.
Yeah, that's, yeah, absolutely.
But let's just be real. She's not known for her voice. Her voice is whatevs.
No, but they did use her just to pull Prince in.
Yeah, and Prince went all Prince. I'm not going.
Yeah.
I'm not going. Michael's
which
there.
I think Huey, it was Huey Lewis's part that was Prince's. And I think, no one would, I mean, I don't think Prince could have hit that better.
No.
No, I think the song went just the way it should have. You know, whenever they were talking about Dionne Warwick, and they put her with Willie, and she was kind of, oh, really? And then they harmonized beautifully together. Quincy is such a master of knowing what is going to sound good together.
Yeah. There's a choice we're making. We're saving our own lives.
That was a funny joke that he said, though. He said, if somebody drops a bomb on this building, John Denver is going to be back on top.
Yeah. Tim says, I'm digging the True Detective, but the sex scenes were, I just put the lotion up after episode one. Probably a good idea. Speaking of True Detective, everybody watched the 4th episode?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It is one of those shows you have to watch a Screen Rant video to figure out what's going on. And I watched Screen Rant because I like the little dog. But there are all sorts of Easter eggs for season one and the cult and all that, which we talked about last week. But I think the show just continues to get better. And you actually heard the young Jodie Foster laugh. Did anybody notice that?
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Like a real laugh. That was a nice touch. But what a crazy episode. Weird shit going on.
I think it's going to be a time jump in the next one.
To when? Back when they killed?
No, forward. I think they're both going to be out of work. I think they're both going to get taken off the force. Her for starting that fight, and her and Jody for drunk driving.
Oh yeah. He can't prove that she drove.
He's her commander. All he's got to do is enforce it. And with Navarro. Yeah, with her starting that fight and that happening, and then her being under Jody, I think it's going to push them both out of it. Plus, if you look at the trailer for the entire, at the beginning, they showed that was this season, and it shows the whole thing. There's a lot of shots of them not in uniform holding guns.
Okay. Speaking of True Detective, we got a comment on one of our YouTube shorts from Josh Morris that says, LOL, they bothered me at first too, but now I guess I've gotten used to them talking about the cheek piercings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't even think about them anymore, but at first they were jarring.
Well, it was just, different.
I ain't used to different things, and that's different. And that scares me. Things that are different scare me.
All right. Did everybody watch Curb Your Enthusiasm, season 12, episode 1?
Yes.
Gave me directions to Wolf's Glen Lodge.
That was
hilarious. Wolf's Glen Lodge, you cunt!
Yeah. I'm sorry. I can't help you. 99.9% of that episode cracked me up until you got to the end and he did the obvious joke. I mean, just the obvious joke that Always Sunny in Philadelphia did better, by the way. But when you know that what he's joking about isn't real, that pissed me off. Because it didn't piss me off, but it's like, come on, you're funnier than that. You didn't have to go down that aisle. I'm not going to ruin it for anybody. I'm just going to say that it sort of bothered me a little bit. And not because I like who he was making fun of or that I'm a worshiper or anything. It just seemed like an easy, weak joke. So that's where I stood. But I really loved Leon in this episode. That dog's fucking fat. That's a fat fucking dog.
He was the only funny thing to me, really, in the whole episode. Yeah. It just was not hitting the way it used to at all. I am with you definitely on the end, but I felt like that for the whole thing.
I felt sort of like that last season a little bit.
A little bit last season, but yeah. But he still had some good episodes. Mm-hmm. And I mean, what do you expect? Even a few good ones I'd be happy for. So I just hope I like the next one better is all.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll probably be different.
I was excited to watch it since the name of it is, what was it, Atlanta?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. So I totally watched that. I started watching Ted. I got the two episodes in. That's fucking hilarious. Actually, three episodes in. What a funny show. I had no idea that it was that funny.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Yeah, it's good.
It doesn't hold back. Steph, have you watched it yet?
No, I haven't tried it yet.
Now, do you like the movie Ted?
I like the first one.
You're not the second one.
I watch stuff that is what I would normally call complete garbage, though, now, and enjoy it. So you can't really count on me. Her taste is what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going through like a garbage TV phase just because it's almost comforting because you don't really have to think about it too much.
What are you on now, One Tree Hill?
Felicity.
Okay.
And that's only because I got Veronica Mars. I did 1 through 3. Mm. And then I didn't know it rolls right into 4. And I'm like, okay, she's like 38 years old. What happened? I had no idea that.
Oh, yeah.
The show was canceled at that point, but there was a movie in between.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So now, and I started watching 4 and I'm like, I don't know what's going on. So I've got to rent this movie. So I told Neil, I said, you're going to notice a $3 charge. You know, because I got to rent this movie for the bridge between it. He goes, how much do I have to pay you to not tell me about this?
His views.
Or.
And snooze.
Snooze.
Last week's Fusers News was Orion in the Dark. You ever watch that? Pretty cool.
Mm-mm.
On Netflix. Kings from Queens, that Run DMC documentary.
Not yet. No, I'm going to.
Yeah. And Greatest Night in Pop, which we've already talked about. Everybody's watched that and loved it.
Yep.
This week, Halo comes back for season 2. Did anybody finish watching season 1?
No, I didn't make it past the first 2 episodes.
Oh, was it? Not into that.
It was not good. I hope season 2 is better.
Yeah.
Tokyo Vice comes back for season 2.
I am looking forward to that. Yeah, yeah. I liked that show a lot.
And Stupid Pet Tricks starts on TBS. This is Sarah Silverman hosting. Letterman's on the first episode.
I want to watch that.
I think it's going to be good.
Maybe. Quite possibly. Staff pick time. I have 2. I hope you don't mind. Howie Mandel is on the latest episode of Hanging with Dr. Z. Dana Gould.
That was good.
It was so fucking funny. And then I went back and rewatched all the originals. He's impossible to, he doesn't ever respond to me, but I'd love to interview him about this show because it's right in our wheelhouse. Because we're that generation that has our parents' references and then the current references to a degree. And I just think it's great. I'd love to talk to him about it, but he is impossible to get in touch with. Jeff, have you ever talked to him?
No.
We'll just have to wait for him to come back and go see him live. But no, yeah. That's a funny show. Do you watch it, Jeff?
I watch it every now and then.
I've watched it.
What show is it again?
It's called Hanging with Dr. Z.
Yeah. No, I've never seen it.
Yeah, he dresses up as Dr. Zaius from Planet of the Apes.
The original.
He does the whole interview.
Dr. Zaius was like a huge celebrity in this world. Yeah.
Right. And he was, and it's sort of Jiminy Glickish to a
movie. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And it has
Space Ghost, kind of.
Space Ghost feel, but they changed the set now, so the guests are with him.
Yeah.
I think he started it with during the pandemic. But, you know, there's one with David Koechner just for you. No, he's had all sorts of people. The Howie Mandel one was a little aggressive, which I liked. So that's my one step pick. And then the other one is a podcast I just stumbled upon in my YouTube algorithm that just started. The History of Curb Your Enthusiasm with Jeff Garland and Susie Essman. Yeah, so I'm going to check that out, too. They start with the first episode.
They promoted it at the beginning of this season. That's the first I've noticed it, so.
Oh, wow, I didn't see it.
Yeah, at the beginning it says check it out.
Them's mine's.
Mine's John Oliver on Hot Ones. He's like the one person you wouldn't want it to.
Why? Because he can't do it?
Yeah, well, he's British, and, you know, they eat that bland food. He can barely handle it.
Oh, really? I'm sure when he got to Da Bomb, it was over.
Yeah, he did not like Da Bomb.
Mine is Fly on the Wall this week with, it's got Danny DeVito.
Mm-hmm.
And I started before we started today, and it's good so far.
And Dana's back now, so it's good.
Yeah.
I learned I'm listening or watching podcasts more than I am television now. Is there something wrong with me?
No. Everybody's doing that.
Yeah.
They just make me laugh. And, you know, the people like Harlan Williams never disappoints. The one with Craig Shoemaker was really funny. I had no idea Craig Shoemaker was kidnapped and that his dad was a cult leader in the Poconos. I had no idea. I just thought he was the master.
Yeah. You got that pick, Steph?
Oh, it's, hot take. Let me pick a show that's really, really popular that only I hadn't watched was Abbott Elementary. We started watching that on Hulu. That
is it funny?
Funny, yeah, freaking it's funny. Show. Yes, it is very funny. It's definitely
like a cross between The Office and that show from Glenn Howerton where he was the teacher and Patton Oswalt was the principal.
Yeah. English 101.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really like it a lot. That the lady who plays the principal, she is a fool. I can't. Every time she even walks into the room, you're gonna laugh. She's really funny. But yeah, it's a good show. It's a really good show.
Yeah,
my wife says it's very accurate. She's a teacher, and yeah, in the elementary school, and she says it is very, very accurate to what they run up against every day. She said everything on there she's seen before in real life.
You know, I love that mockumentary style on a show if it's done right, and they do it really well. Yeah.
Hey, everybody. We want to say thank you to our Radio Labyrinth Patreon producers. That's if you come into Patreon at the $25 level, you get a credit on the show. And, you also get a T-shirt from our T-shirt store and you get a printout or your own customized doodle from Tim. So thank you right away to our $25 level producers, Tim Slayton, Brian and Chelsea Smith, Jeff Peterson, Jim Fortner, Terry Fuller, Chris Chandler, Roby Neely, Kevin Jackson, Mike D, Matt Carter. Thank you guys very, very much. And thank you to all of our Radio Labyrinth Patreon members. No matter what level you come in, you get access to our Patreon show that we do every single week and we put out on patreon.com. So just go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews. If you're watching the video that Dustin carefully crafts each and every week to a very high level of production value, it looks really cool. Like it, subscribe, share with your friends, pass it on one at a time. That's how we're going to keep growing. We want to get enough listeners so it makes Dustin's it's worthwhile to Dustin to actually continue doing it. Right? No, I feel bad.
Keep subscribing.
Anyway, no. Keep subscribing, share with your friends, and leave a comment because we read them every week now. And leave it right there in the YouTube channel. And if you're listening to us on an audio platform, please rate and give us a review. We'll read that too. It'll be a lot of fun. And, you know, we used to do them in voices. Maybe I'll start doing that again if we start getting them again. Listen to Trambles every Monday. I'm having fun doing that. I hope you guys are liking it. If you're not, I'll stop doing it. No, I'm going to keep doing it. It's a lot of fun to do that show. Just me rambling for 15, 20, sometimes 30 minutes and putting it out there. Hope you guys don't mind it. Feel free to do your own things too and put them out there if you like. Check out the Popcast, which is my radio show every Saturday night at 7 p.m. on WSB in Atlanta, 95.5 FM, 7:50 a.m., or you can listen anywhere in the world on the WSB radio app. And as always, it comes out as a podcast the following Monday. This week is the Super Bowl special, where I speak with Carolyn Lawrence, who plays Sandy Cheeks on SpongeBob SquarePants, where she's talking about the live simulcast they're doing with the game on Nickelodeon. And you'll be able to see all your favorite characters. Next week on the podcast, I'll be speaking with Matt Walsh from Veep and Upright.
No way.
Yeah, he's coming to Dad's Garage. And all that information will be there. But he and Tim Meadows and a couple other people are doing a kickoff show at Dad's Garage. It's a charity show. I will have more information about that on the podcast. Let's see. Hey, check out Mark Schrankel on Cameo. Thank you again for doing the wonderful Sly tribute to, Buddy Apollo. Check that out. You've obviously seen it already. You guys tell him I'm tired. I should have had more coffee today. But check him out on Cameo. Mark001. Steph, what's up with Barkville?
Oh, you know, we need your money. So
yes.
If you could, go to barkvilledogrescue.org and donate some money to us, or possibly fill out a foster application. We could really use fosters right now. Well, always. And, or you can volunteer, transport for us, something like that. But if you just go to barkvilledogrescue.org, a wolf, keep a canine.
Keep a canine. And always remember to
keep it in it.